Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Ramdam ni Kristen Homan Lee mula Italy ang tindi ng sikat ng araw dito sa Australia. Kaya nang magsimulang manirahan ito sa Brisbane, 8 taon na ang nakakaraan. Sabi nito, parang mas tumatagos sa balat ang sikat ng araw dito kaysa Italy, kaya hindi ito nagbibilad sa araw.
This sun in Australia, it's super strong compared to the one with Italy. Italy is much gentle, but down here it's very, very strong. So that's why I never go into the sun here. I always in under the umbrella, or even if I'm walking, I always choose to stay where is the shadow of the trees. Don't like the sun here, it's too strong for me.
Ang bansang Australia ay tinaguri ang isa sa may pinakamataas na kaso ng skin cancer sa buong mundo. Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, sa taong 2017 hanggang 2018, halos isa sa 3 tao dito sa bansa ay may skin cancer. Ang tanong tuloy, ano ba ang dahilan bakit mataas ang kaso ng skin cancer dito sa bansa? Paliwanag ni David Whiteman, isang group leader sa Cancer Control Group at kasalukuyang Deputy Director of QIMR, Bigover Medical Research Institute. Maraming dahilan ang mataas na kaso ng skin cancer dito.
In the southern hemisphere, our country is located at fairly low latitudes, so the amount of sunlight that hits the ground in Australia is much higher than in Europe and Northern Asia and other parts of the world, North America. So there's a lot of UV radiation striking the Earth's surface where we live.
Isa na dito ay malapit ang Australia sa araw.
In the southern hemisphere, just the way in which the Earth orbits the sun, in our summertime in Australia, the actual intensity of the sun's rays are stronger because we're a bit closer to the sun than at the equivalent time in the northern hemisphere for their summer. The Earth's a bit further away from the sun.
Saad pa ni Professor Whiteman, isang malaking hamon para sa mga Australians dahil karamihan sa kanila ang balat ay mapuputi at hindi ito bagay sa tindi ng sikat ng araw dito sa bansa.
We have a predominantly European ancestry background. People of predominantly fair skin types that are not evolved for a high sunlight environment. So it's partly the makeup of our population.
Dagdag naman ni Dr. Ahmed Hassanin, isang general practitioner sa Sydney na eksperto sa skin cancer. Ang sobra-sobrang exposure sa ultraviolet radiation mula sa araw ay nagiging sanhi ng pagkasira ng deoxyribonucleic acid o DNA ng skin cells.
So what happens is when the ultraviolet radiation hits the skin, it starts to change the DNA of the most superficial cells. We're talking about the first 1, maximum 2 millimeter depth in the skin. Day after day, year after year, the cancer cells starts to evolve. And whether it be the milder cancers like the basal cell cancer to the intermediate and potentially life-threatening cancers or the life-threatening melanomas.
Dagdag paalala ni Dr. Hassanin, kapag hindi maaayos ng natural sa internal DNA repair mechanism ng katawan ng tao, ito ang magiging triggering factor para tumubo ang abnormal cells na sa kalaunan ay magiging cancer. Dapat umanong tandaan ang UV index dito sa Australia kapag tag-araw ay sobra ang taas. At kapag hindi protektado ang balat, magiging sanhi ito ng problema sa hinaharap.
A typical day of a UV index of 12 in summer in Australia, I probably will avoid going out. I'll probably avoid taking my kids out. So if we look at the UV index on a winter day, it's going to be maybe a maximum of 3 or 4, which is mild to moderate. And the period is so short, a couple of hours, I would say. But in summertime, you have it from 8 o'clock up until 4:30, and it's almost always reaching 12 and 14.
Hinikayat din ni Paige Preston, ang pinuno ng Skin Cancer Committee sa Cancer Council Australia. Dapat tingnan ang UV levels bago lumabas ng bahay at sa lugar na iyong destinasyon, gamit ang SunSmart app o kaya i-check ang website ng Bureau of Meteorology.
We recommend that all Australians use multiple forms of sun protection when the UV level is 3 or above. So that's slip-on protective clothing that covers as much skin as possible. Slop on some sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher, broad spectrum and water resistant. Slapping on a hat, so that's shading your face, neck and ears, so something that's broad brimmed or legionnaire. Seeking shade and sliding on sunglasses. So using those five forms of sun protection will provide you with the best protection.
May pahabol na paalala si Dr. Whiteman. Para sa mga individual na may skin tone na kayumagi o medyo maitim, ang pagkakaroon ng ganitong skin tone o balat ay ibig sabihin maraming melanin na siyang nagbibigay proteksyon laban sa pagkasira ng DNA ng skin cells.
Having darker skin definitely protects from having skin cancer. And the reason for that is that the melanin pigment that our skin produces naturally actually forms a barrier that is very, very protective against UV radiation. It puts a little barrier around the nucleus of the skin cells, like a shield, and absorbs all of that UV radiation and is very, very protective and stops the damage to the DNA in those cells.
Subalit, hindi nangangahulugan na ang may kayumagi o medyo maitim na kulay ng balat ay hindi tinatabla ng skin cancer. Katunayan, sabi ni Dr. Hassanin, karamihan sa kanyang mga pasyente na may skin cancer ay mga kayumanggi at may mga maiitim na balat. Kaya payo nito o galiing protektado o sun smart.
Everyone is different. In medicine, a good doctor will tell their patients there is a risk factor. Please avoid the risk factor. Similarly, a cardiologist will tell their patients, I want you to stop smoking, I want you to eat healthy, I want you to start to exercise. So the ultraviolet radiation is a risk for skin cancer. And a dark person, light-colored person, they're all exposed to the same risk factor. And yes, a darker person has the protection, but it does not mean that you're always protected. Anyone can get the skin cancer, even if you're dark. And I have this in my practice.
Sabi din ni Paige Preston ng Cancer Council Australia, mali din na hindi magpapakita sa sikat ng araw. Dahil magiging sanhi ito ng vitamin D deficiency, lalo na silang mga hindi mapuputi ang balat. Kaya payo nito, dapat kumonsulta sa GP o doktor para mabigyan ng vitamin D supplement kaysa sobrang pagbibilad sa araw.
There are some groups that are particularly at risk of vitamin D deficiency. So these are people who have more melanin and darker skin tones, people who cover their skin for religious or cultural reasons, and also the elderly. But what is important to remember is that they can still develop skin cancer being overexposed to UV radiation. So the best course of action would be to talk to your health professional about your levels of vitamin D and discuss whether supplementation is a better option for you, as deliberate and extended periods of sun exposure isn't recommended, as that will be increasing your risk of developing skin cancer.
May babala naman ang mga eksperto sa mga nagpapatan o sobrang nagbibilad sa araw dahil sa paniniwalang nagbibigay ito ng proteksyon laban sa UV radiation. Dahil ang totoo, ang pagpapatan ay magiging dahilan ng matinding pagkasira ng DNA ng balat.
A tan is a shock to the system. The reason our skin tans, it's almost like a rescue response, because we only start to tan after we've sustained damage to our skin cells. You know, it's like shutting the gate after the horse is bolted, as we say. It means that the damage has already occurred. The tan then is to try and stop more damage from occurring. Now, once you do have a tan, it does provide some protection. That's what it's evolved to do. That's why we have this pigment. But for people who go out and deliberately try and get a tan, the only way they can get a tan is by causing damage to their skin and to their DNA.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Jara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.